The Hope College Flying Dutch taking on Finlandia University in Game 2 of the post-exam jam. Hello, everybody. I'm Adam Prince, along with Ron Weatherby. Coach Brian Morehouse's Flying Dutch enter tonight's contest, ranked second in the nation, 3-0 in MIAA action, and 7-0 overall. Last Saturday, the Flying Dutch beat Alma College in record fashion in their home opener for the 2013-2014 season. Hope won 107-61, scoring the most points in DeFoss Fieldhouse history. They also set a record for most points in the first half of in a game in the DeVos Fieldhouse, as well by racing out to a 57-30 halftime lead. All 14 players scored for the Flying Dutch, 12 had at least one rebound, and 9 at least one assist in the blowout victory. Senior Megan Kelly would lead Hope in scoring for the afternoon with 14 points. Hope's opponent this evening is Finlandia University. The Lions are led by head coach Terry Clement and enter tonight's contest with a 2-6 record. Junior Marissa Burke leads Finlandia in scoring with just over 14 points per game and also leads the team in rebounds with 6 rebounds per game. These two teams met last season on December 28th in the Hope Holiday Tournament. Hope won the contest 67-28. The pregame show is brought to you by Barber Ford. We remind you that all Hope games on our are streaming on our website, 927thevan.com. Later in the pregame show, Ron will talk to Coach Dean Morehouse, and we'll have the starting lineup brought to you by Lighthouse Title Group in Holland. Tell your realtor or mortgage representative you want to close at Lighthouse Title on East 16th Street in Holland. And the tip-off is brought to you by Hank's Auto Service on Van Homan Drive. For the best auto service, go to Hank's Auto Service. Let's take a break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Away from Hope College, the Flying Dutch, taking on Finlandia University in Game 2 of the post-exam jam. Most of these young ladies finished their exams like within the last few days and looking forward to winter break. But before they can start with their winter break, they have to finish the post-exam jam, which starts today. The first game of the post-exam jam featured Capital versus Robert Moore Springfield. Capital ended up winning the game 73-65. Their record improved to 5-2. Robert Morris's record fell to 6-5. The winner of the Hope versus Finlandia game will face Capital tomorrow. The times will be dependent on who wins this game. Hope College, regardless, will play at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. So if they end up winning, they will take on Capital at 3 o'clock. If they lose, they will take on Robert Morris at 3 o'clock. So either way, Hope College will be playing at 3 o'clock. You can catch that game on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com at about 2:40 for the pregame show, depending on when the other game ends. So right around that time period. We just got finished watching that Capital versus Robert Morris game. Very impressed with Capital. They're a pretty good team, Ron.
Well, very close ball game all the way. As a, you know, 2-3 points is what the lead was most of the time, and it switched back and forth. Robert Morris led almost all of the first half. Capital caught him just before halftime, went up by 1 point, and then they came back out, went ahead, and Robert Morris caught up, but then Capital went ahead and stayed ahead by 2-3 points the rest of the way.
Jamie Canton of Capital was the leading scorer for the game. She had 24 points and 9 rebounds, along with 4 assists, 4 blocks, and 6 steals in her 29 minutes of play. So, very quality player. She's going to be a very tough one to defend against for Hope College. It's going to be an interesting game against Finlandia. Last year, these two teams hooked up in the Hope Holiday Tournament, and Hope College's stifling defense ended up shutting down Finlandia. Different Hope College team this season than last year. Last year, it was slow-paced tempo and based on mostly defense. This year, running up the score, they have played really up-tempo, Ron, and it's proven with 2 100-point games for the Flying Dutch early in the season.
Well, this is something very different for the Flying Dutch. And normally, they're pretty much a team that will set things up, take their time, get open shot, things like this. And they're going to run some more. They like to run. They like to put their defense on and like to steal the basketball. And it seems like they're having pretty good luck with it early on in the season.
Yeah, I was able to make it back for the second half of last week's game in versus Alma, and boy, they were just up and down the floor. And when you go about 14, 15 deep, you can rotate players out if they get tired. And really, with that kind of offense, you become a very dangerous team. And tonight, it might be very, very tough for Finlandia to guard against that, because Finlandia is not a very deep team. You look, as we look at their team right now, I think I only count 9 players. That's going to be very, very tough to...
And only one is 6 foot tall. Other than that, they're all 5'2", 5'5", 5'7", is next. And Hope can field a starting five of everybody over 6 foot if they wanted to start that group. And some of the bigs are able to play guards out there. So if he wanted to go that way, he could go that way and just use the size element.
Yeah, and really, that they could do that. So Finlandia has got their work cut out for them this evening. But, you know, things happen, but this is good. This was a good matchup last year. Finlandia really gave Hope some trouble in the first half last season. And even though Hope went into the locker room with a sizable lead, Finlandia never gave up. They played hard the entire game. And I look for that to happen again this evening.
Well, you said you know where they're located, up in the UP, and what they have is a very difficult time finding teams to play. And so they'll take on anybody that's willing to play them, and one of the schools that they have already played is Northern Michigan. So they have to take on schools like Northern Michigan. It's just like Hope College taking on Grand Valley.
Am I going to be talking to you?
Yep.
So assistant coach Dean Morehouse coming over for the pregame chat. And, coach, did you pass all of your exams?
Well, the doctor said I was ready to go, so I guess I did pass all my exams. You mean the scholastic exams?
Either one.
I quit taking those a long time ago. I got too many degrees. Mostly it's temperature, but I've got a lot of degrees.
Well, the Flying Dutch out there, I understand, put some points on the board the other night. 107 points for a Fieldhouse record. And this is a little bit unusual. Adam and I were just talking about it. Usually Hope College is fairly much a setup type team. They use their defense to score a lot of points as they make some steals. But they really haven't scored the points that they have this year.
No, it is, as you used to use your term, it is unusual to a point. I don't have all the answers to that, but I think if I can squeeze in the rule and a change, if you want to call it that, or the interpretation of the rule, stops the clock a lot and allows for more time for possessions. Because if you're fouling or being called to foul a lot, then you're not playing defense for 30 seconds and then continuing on with the rebound. There's a lot of stoppage. So that allows more time to actually have the ball. There's no more time in the game. That's the same as it always has been, but you just have more time with the ball. I think that's one of the reasons.
Well, it's definitely noticeable as to the amount of time on the clock. You know, we used to have ball games that would get done in an hour and a half, 2 hours, and now almost all of them take over 2 hours because of the number of extra fouls that are called.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's and I know their intentions were good, and they still are, as to why they wanted the referees to do that. It was to take away some of the physicality in the game, to maybe make more shots, make some more interesting. But I'm not so sure that they're going to get too excited about the stoppage all the time, because they just I'm getting a lot of feedback, good feedback about, you know, everybody's going to the free throw line all the time. But it is what it is, so you play the rules and go on from there.
Well, I've even seen a loosening up by the officials already from the first two games that we had in Wisconsin.
Oh, really?
To the games that we're having now, and that, boy, in Wisconsin out there, we just weren't able to do anything.
Yeah. I thought that would happen. It usually does. You know, it's not the officials. It's not their – I don't call them out. It's not their fault at all. They're doing what they're being – supposedly every league is watching every game, rating the officials, and if they're not following, you know, the correct protocol on those calls, they're getting, you know, told, and so they're doing what they need to do. I agree with you. I think – I haven't seen it so much lately in our games, but I've seen games on TV where it looks like it's not that little touchy stuff that's being called quite so much anymore, which is a good thing, I think.
Yeah, because, you know, any contact at all is a foul nowadays. And, boy, you just can't have that because, you know, people have been used to using their hands, finding,
right,
you know, the guys next to them and so forth. And
I think finding people with your hands continues to be okay. It's if I'm guarding you and I find you and I touch you, that's okay. Now I take my hands off. I cannot touch you in any way, shape, or form again. I can't even put my pinky on you, and then it's going to be a foul.
Well, this ball game, you have Finlandia. Finlandia is a school that has problems finding teams to play, and they're always willing to play. Yeah? They always come down here. It's a long drive from up in the UP to get down here, and they always work hard. They don't necessarily have the greatest talent in the world, but they're hardworking groups.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, Coach Mo has, you know, taken it on to support a lot of programs that maybe don't get the support and the field. The kids don't get the big turnouts to watch them play. They have a very nice gym. I've seen it on tape. I have never been in it, but you know, they just don't have this feel. So this is a real up for them, and you know, they're trying to get better. And if they can play us and play some other people, they played Elma this year again, and in fact, they beat Elma. And so, you know, they're getting better, and that's what their coach obviously wants to see. You know, and Coach Mo is, you know, trying to help that, I think, not for any particular reason, just, you know, give those kids a good experience down here.
Well, they don't have any size out of their ball club. They have one girl at 6'1", and that's it. The rest of them are all 5'2", 5'5", 5'7", is the next biggest one. So not much size to go against the Flying Dutch.
No, I think they'll have trouble handling us inside and doing some things. You know, we still have to play good defense. We still have to not foul. We still have to do all those things that the game calls for us to do. And, you know, we hopefully we'll get an opportunity ever having a week off here with exams to get everybody in the ball game. That would be the plan, obviously, if it goes the way we would like to go. And, you know, we'll just see how it all plays out. But then, of course, we've got to come back and play somebody tomorrow. So,
well, that was a pretty good ball game, and the first one out there closer than what I anticipated with Capital and Robert Morris.
Yeah, I had not seen Capital play much. I scouted Morris, Robert Morris, and they have a couple of really, really good players, 44 and 21, just terrific players, and 11's pretty good too. And they just, you know, kind of were. If Capital would have made their free throws early on, I thought it would have been a little different, but they missed a lot of free throws, and so that kind of kept them in the game a little bit. But it was a very close game and a very well-played game, pretty good game.
Well, we're waiting for the Flying Dutch, you know. It may take them a quarter or a half to get their, you know, sea legs or playing legs underneath them again after thinking about the schoolwork for a week and not much about basketball.
Yeah, we've had practices, obviously, and you know, it's been kind of a, you know, this is a school of academics and as well as basketball, and we had practices from 5 o'clock till 7 o'clock. We did not have our normal 3 o'clock, 3:30 practices to allow them to have the day, not only to take their exams but to, you know, study and get ready, and have a normal day of classes and studying, so they got ready for their exams. So I think they're glad to have everything behind them, obviously, and I'm sure they all did very well because they're all tremendously intelligent young ladies, and so we'll just move on from there.
I think they're looking forward to next week when they go down to Florida.
They probably are. With the weather we've had up here, I'll tell you, my drives back and forth to Fremont have been a little bit skeptical. I even missed one day because of the roads. I just, you know, said we weren't going to do that. There wasn't any need for that, so I didn't come one day, but... Yeah, they've been, they're probably all ready to get on to that 70-degree weather, but I noticed down in Georgia and Florida the other day, they were about 39 degrees. Did you see that?
I saw that.
Whoopee, here we come, you know, get the oranges out.
Well, let's go pick up victory number 8.
All right, we'll try.
We have this ball club first, and then tomorrow we'll be playing Capital.
Hopefully that's the case, but thanks for coming, guys. Always good to have you here. Go Hope.
Good to talk to you.
That was Assistant Coach Dean Morehouse joining Ron and me for the pregame chat. Before we go to a break, I have a little trivia for Ron. We'll let Ron think about this one. I'm going to try to stump him here. The Jerry Klumparts was always really good about coming up with a trivia question for it during the football season. I think I'm going to do that for the basketball season. So before we go into the break, let's let Ron think about this one. When was the last time the Flying Dutch lost a game at the DeVos Fieldhouse? We'll let Ron think about that. We'll let you think about that as we go to a break. You're listening to the Barber Ford pregame show here on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Before we went into the break, I asked Ron the question, when was the last time the Hope College Flying Dutch dropped a home game here at the DeVos Fieldhouse? Let's see if I've stumped him or if he's got the right answer.
Well, I know the girls have only lost maybe two or three ball games here at the DeVos since they built the building. And so to pin it down is a little bit tough. I said about 4 years, possibly, that they have when they lost their last one here.
It has been almost 23 months. They have a 22-game winning streak at home. Their last loss was a 63-46 decision against Albion College on January 21st of 2012.
Well, I'll put you on the spot. How many years is that?
That's a little bit under. That's a little bit under 2 years. So if things come out right this weekend, we might be looking at almost 2 years because the Flying Dutch head down to Orlando for a two-game set next weekend. So it's going to be a few weeks before they get another home game. So they might have a two-year winning streak at home. Before we get to the national anthem, let's take a look at Anchored in Hope. What is Anchored in Hope? During the 2013-2014 MIAA basketball season, Hope College is teaming up with 92.7thevan.com to provide the most comprehensive athletic coverage in the region. Where can you find this? At 92.7thevan.com. Look for the Anchored in Hope section. You can find pre- and post-game articles, video highlights each Monday following the coaches' luncheon. The coaches' luncheon start in January when MIAA play starts for the men. Audio podcast of all Hope College football games from the previous season and basketball season that's current. Live audio stream of all over-the-air Hope College broadcasts and releases showing the happenings around Hope College and photos from games and events. You can find all of that at Anchored in Hope at 92.7theman.com. Well, that buzzer symbolizes one thing, the national anthem. So let's pause here for the national anthem.
Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the
our national anthem. Let's go to the starting lineup, which is presented by Lighthouse Title Group in Holland. Tell your realtor or mortgage representative you want to close at Lighthouse Title on East 16th Street in Holland. And for the call of the starting lineup, here's our play-by-play man, Ron Weatherby.
Thank you, Adam. For Finlandia, the Lady Lions, under the direction of Terry Clement at the forwards, it'll be Haley Jervis, a 5'7" senior out of Lathrop, Michigan, who is averaging 12.5 points a ball game. at the other forward, Marissa Burke, a 5'9" junior from Waters Meet, Michigan, averaging 14.4 points a game. At center, Michaela Hecula, 5'8" freshman from Nagani, Michigan, averaging 4.6 points a game. And the guards, Berea Ruska, a 5'6" junior from Tenere, Michigan, averages 9.3 points a game. And at the other guard, Paige Yaho, a 5'4" junior from Nagani, averaging 9.3 points a ball game. The Lady Lions come in with a record of 2-4, I believe. Hope College at 7-0 under the direction of Brian Morehouse in his 18th season. At the guards, it'll be Brittany Berry, 5'8" junior from Catholic Central. The other forward, Maura McAfee, a 6-foot sophomore out of Midland. The center, Rebecca Lawrence, a 6'1" junior from Grays Lake, Illinois. At the guards, Angelique Gaddy, a 5'4" freshman from South Christian. And at the other guard, Megan Kelly, a 5'8" senior from Rockford.
We are only seconds away from Hope College basketball and the Flying Dutch taking on Finlandia University in the post-exam jam. And we have the tip-off sponsor, which is the opening tip-off is presented by Hanks Auto Service on Van Omen Drive. For the best automotive service, go to Hanks Auto Service. We have the Flying Dutch, who are in their white uniforms with blue and orange trim. And then you have Finlandia, which looks like, is that a black uniform?
That's a blue.
It's a very, very dark navy blue with, it looks like a navy blue trim and white trim. So both teams are heading out to center court, and we're about to get started. And for the call, the play-by-play, here's Ron Weatherby.
Now they're dressed in their blue and white. Those are the color for the Lady Lions, and Hope in their white uniforms with the blue trim, little tips of orange on it, numerals in orange. Maura McAfee will be jumping center. Marissa Burke for the Lady Lions, and the tip comes to Hope College. Kelly on the right side. Nobody's on her. She's right at the point. Goes to the right wing. Through Lawrence. Back out in front to Gaddy. Cross court to McAfee. To Berry in the corner. Yes! So Brittany Berry starts the evening with a three from the deep right corner. And that's kind of what we've been waiting for her to really cut loose. And start hitting those threes. So the Lady Lions trying to set it up underneath. Having some problems. Still working the ball underneath. Little pass there. Open gal on the left side. Her shot, no good. It was Jervis who missed that layup. Hope back on the attack, leading 2-0. Lawrence on the right side to Gaddy. Gaddy around the outside. Kelly back out in front to Berry. Berry flips it underneath, and McAfee is kind of held as she tried to put that one up, took the defender and the basketball up toward the basket, kind of ditched both of them. Hope will have it underneath their own basket. Berry will set it up. Gets it in the middle. Underneath they go to Lawrence. Her shot off the window and in. 5-0. Hope with the lead. We played 1 minute of basketball. In the backcourt, Yoho with the ball. Megan Kelly's on her. Man-to-man defense for the Flying Dutch. She takes it around, gives it off to Ruska. Ruska drives baseline, misses. Gaddy with a rebound. Ahead to Kelly. Kelly misses a chance for the fast break. Lawrence was there, didn't see her. Outside to Berry. Berry moves into the paint, puts up the shot, got it. And a foul. Blocking foul is going to be called. And that one's going to go against Yoho. And Berry will go to the line. So Berry has hit a triple and a deuce now. And will have a chance to get point number 6 with about a minute and 30 seconds gone in the ballgame. 7-0, Hope College with the lead. As Brittany fires away, this one misses, rebound underneath Lawrence, and it's off her fingertips, out of bounds. And the Lady Lions will have the basketball. Burke with the basketball. Kelly picks her up. She crosses the timeline. works her way into the paint, feeds it off. Getty's right there for the steal. Getty, two on two, as their pass tipped out of bounds. It's going to stay with Hope College, but they had a two-on-two break, but couldn't take advantage of it. So Brittany will set it up to the left of their basket, underneath Hope's basket. Gets it in the middle. McAfee shot off the window and in. No good, but a foul. And it's going to go against number 14, and that's Acula. It'll be McAfee at the line. Drops this one in. 8-0, Hope of the lead, 18-13. We played less than 2 minutes of basketball. Second one is good. 9-0, Hope on top. Finlandia with the basketball. Yoho bring it up. Little zone defense now by Hope College. There's a switch in their defense. And Finlandia has to stop and figure it out. Slows down their movement from the outside. Shot for three that was no good by Hakula. Picked up Berry. Bounce pass underneath. The ball knocked out of bounds as she tried to look away and fire that one in, but Ruska kicked it out of bounds. Berry will set it up from side court to Getty. Getty at the top of the key. Takes it around the left wing. Puts up the jumper. Hits the front of the iron. No good. Rebound comes out underneath. Acula will bring it back for the Lions. To the right wing. Into the corner on the right side. Shot taken for three. And good as Burke drains a triple. 9-3. Hope for the lead. Megan Kelly out front to McAfee. Over to Berry. Berry at the left wing. Drives into the paint. Picks up her dribble. Feeds underneath to McAfee. Her shot off the window is no good. Rebound, and nice rebound and pass as Rebecca Lawrence got the rebounds and flipped it underneath to McAfee for an easy two. 11-3, Hope of the lead. Yoho, left side, Ruska, back to Yoho. Over in the right wing, they go on the outside to Hakula. Little spin move on the outside, taking it all the way underneath, kicking it back out to the right wing. Shot for three by Burke, won't go in. McAfee with a rebound. To Getty. Getty pushes up quickly. Cross court to Berry. Into the corner to Kelly. And Kelly steps on the out-of-bounds line. Megan had it in the deep left corner and wanted to drive the baseline out there, but stepped out-of-bounds. So the inbound pass comes to Yoho. Hope leading 11-3 and a timeout called by the Lady Lions from Finland, Finlandia, as at 16:36 of this first half. They trail Hope by a score of 11-3.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. We were talking about fouls and the new situation with that. Last week, the Alma Hope game had 28 fouls in that game. That is a lot of fouls, Ron, and that was not a very close game, so that made it very interesting and a very long game to watch.
So the Lady Lions will have the basketball directly in front of the scorer's table. In pass to Yoho. Zone defense by Hope. Right wing to Hakula. Hakula can't get a shot. Berry knocks the ball out of bounds on the pass. It'll stay with Finlandia. Right in front of Hope's bench. Yoho looks, finds somebody on the outside. Acula, cross court to Ruska. Inside they go to Burke. She puts up a triple. This one's no good. Berry runs it down in the corner. Gets it out to Getty. Getty underneath, ball stolen. Good anticipation by Burke. Burke will take it. Three on three. All the way down. Fires a shot up. No good. And rebound comes to Getty. Getty, left wing to Kelly. Kelly goes baseline, pulls up short, got the little short jumper. 13-3, Hope of the lead. And we have some new ball players getting ready to come in for the Flying Dutch. Yoho out front, works away into the middle, back on the outside to Ruska. Shot taken, that's way short. That one by Hakula. Rebound comes to Berry. Berry goes to the point for the Flying Dutch. Right side, Getty. Gaddy out front to Kelly. Kelly works it around to McAfee into the corner to Barry. Back out front, McAfee underneath to Lawrence. First shot, he missed the first one, put the second one up. 15-3, hope for the lead. On the outside, shot taken by Yoho, that's no good. Lawrence is right there for the rebound to Gaddy. Ahead to Megan. Kelly feeds it back out to McAfee, across court to Gaddy from the left wing. No good. Rebound on the inside to Jervis. Quick flip over to Yoho. Yoho for the Lady Lions. Kelly's on her as they switch to a man-to-man. Drives past Kelly, misses the shot. Rebound to McAfee. Long pass back to Kelly. Heads for the basket. Underhand scoop misses. Rebound fought for underneath. Ruska comes away with it. McAfee drops back, and a nice little running shot that time by Ruska that went in around the basket and the rim a couple of times and finally drops in. Substitutions coming in for Hope College as Hannah Dole comes into the ball game. Maserat comes in. Melissa LaRue. Traversa also into the ball game. We've got one more I'll get in just a moment. Shot by LaRue from the outside, and that is Anna Kaufman. Dole, cross court, Traversa underneath. Dole misses the shot. Rebound comes down to Jervis. Jervis tries to go coast to coast. It's cut off by Maserat. Throws the ball wildly at the basket. No good. LaRue comes away with a rebound. Gets it out to Kaufman. Kaufman, Dole. Dole with underneath. Misses the whole backboard and everything. And the ball's off the hands of Traversa. Substitute coming back in. A couple of starters back in for the Lady Lions. Akula back into the ball game. For the Lady Lions. On the outside is Hakula. Works her way back and forth across Hoffman. Drive by Burke. Can't get the shot away. Back to Ruska. Ruska has the ball tipped away from LaRue. Gets it right back. Again, tipped away by Traversa. Traversa waits. Has some help. To Kaufman. Kaufman moves in. Backs out. Goes down to the baseline, keeps the dribble alive, feeds outside to Traversa. She goes back, and it's an over and back for the Flying Dutch. Yoho comes back into the ball game. And she'll take that point guard for the Lady Lions. Hope for the 15-5 lead. We're at the 13-minute mark of the first half. Yoho around the edge. Works the ball into Matoni. And reaching in is Maserat for Hope, and she'll get the foul. Lady Lions will have it at side court. In pass to Yoho. Back on the left side, Ruska. Ruska guarded by LaRue. Nice pass backwards that time. And the ball tipped underneath, picked up. And put up an end by Tony. Maloney. Can't read my own writing. Dole on the outside. Cross court pass to Maserat. Back out in front to Dole. Dole's right at the point now. Traversa for three, and she's got the range. 18-7. Hope with the lead. Yoho. On the outside, quick pass into the post to Burke. Feeds underneath, and the shot is blocked and taken away by Traversa to Kaufman. Back to Traversa. She travels as she tried to set up and get the three on the outside. Osana comes into the ball game. She's the only six-footer that the Lady Lions have, and a timeout called by Finlandia.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy, before and after the game. Go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Amanda Traversa has been a kind of a beast when it comes to three-point shooting this season, Ron. She is shooting 44% from three-point land this season. So as a freshman, that's pretty impressive to come in and be a sharpshooter on a veteran ball club such as the Flying Dutch.
Well, you don't expect her to be shooting those threes all the time because she's a big girl out there. She's over 6 foot. And, you know, being a 6 foot freshman, you don't expect them to be stopping out beyond that 3 point line and banging down the threes.
Well, she's averaging at 8.3 points a game in her 15 minutes of action per game. So she's making the most out of her limited playing time that she's getting this season. And being a freshman, she is doing she looks a lot better, you know, a lot more mature for her age, as she is doing a very good job at the beginning of this season. 18-7, Hope leading Finlandia here with 12 minutes left in the first half.
Yoho outside. Kaufman's on her. Takes her all the way around the edge. Back out in front. They go to Burke. Burke one-on-one with Dole. Works into the paint. Can't get the shot. Feeds it back out. Shot taken by Burke. No good. Rebound, Dole. Out to Kaufman. Kaufman on the right side to LaRue. LaRue drives in the paint all the way. Off the window and in. Nice move down the lane by Melissa. 27. Hope with the lead. On the outside, Yoho. Yoho feeds the right wing to Hakula. Back on the left side. Can't get a shot away. They move it back out to the point. Round to the right side. Kicking it on the outside. Long three-pointer. That's off the mark by Ruska. Rebound comes to Traversa. To Kaufman. Kaufman works the left side. LaRue. LaRue has a little six-foot jumper that's going to be short. Rebound to Ruska. Ruska races on the left side, leaves it for Yoho. Yoho down to the baseline, works underneath, and a foul. And that's Massaret with the foul.
Hope College foul number 44, Kelsey Massaret. That is her second.
Ron, you brought this up during the pregame show about the size difference. Right now, Hope College has 16 rebounds, Finlandia only 7.
Free throw is good by Yoho. Jervis comes back in, and the starters come back in for Hope. So Hope playing two units out there. They each get about 3 or 4 minutes. And then they're back out and the other unit in. Yoho from the free throw line misses. Quickly, Hope into the front court. Rebecca Lawrence to Berry. Berry sets for three, short. She had too much time there. She just kind of took her time and fired that one, and it ended up right off the front of the iron. Berry knocks the ball out of bounds up into about the third or fourth row of the bleachers. So it's going to go to Finlandia. Lady Lions will set it up. Inbound pass comes to Yoho, tries to kick it to the right side, and throws it right into the Hope College bench. Almost to Coach Moe. He was standing pretty close to that one. If he'd have reached out, he might have had it. Getty to Berry at the right wing. Berry back out in front to McAfee. Has the ball batted right back at her. To Getty at the left wing. Getty goes into the paint all the way, and now we're going to get an offensive foul. As Getty went right down the middle, looked like a fullback. And I didn't see which one, but one of the Finlandia girls ended up right flat on her back. 20-8, Hope of the lead. We're at the 10-minute mark of this first half. Hard pass inside, broken up by Rebecca Lawrence to Getty. Getty quickly in the front court, right wing to Kelly. Out front to Lawrence, back to Kelly. Kelly to McAfee at the point to Berry. Berry can't get her shot. Over to Lawrence, right wing, Getty. Good movement on the part of the Flying Dutch. To McAfee, back to Getty. Getty thought about it. McAfee underneath Lawrence. She has the ball knocked out of her hands. Hope's going to have the basketball underneath. With only five ticks on the shot clock. So they're going to have to pay attention to that as they inbound the ball. Looking left, passing right, gets it into Lawrence. She banks it off the window and in, and she's fouled. Osuna with the foul. And Rebecca Lawrence at the line rolls around and drops it in. 23-8, Hope with the lead. 9:28 left in the first half. Quickly, Yoho at the left wing to Burke. Back to Yoho. Zone defense again by Hope. Long three-pointers way off the mark. Berry runs it down in the corner. Picks it up, takes it back, leaves it for Gaddy now. Along the right side. Gaddy works it into Kelly. Kelly, nice move under the baseline. Has it up off the window and in. Ooh, she just faked her defender out completely and drove for that one. 25-8, Hope with the lead. Yoho with the basketball. Zone defense by Hope. They get it in the middle, kicking it back out to Jervis, and she drains it. This one's a two-pointer. 25-11. Hope on top. Kelly inside. Rebecca Lawrence misses it. McAfee's there to put it up and in. Well, if one of them misses, the other's right there to put it back. They feed off each other. 25-11. Hope on top. Left side to Burke. Back out. Yoho to Burke. Thought about the three, changed their mind. Gives it to Ruska. Her shot misses. Rebound underneath, and Rebecca ties up Osuna. Hannah Dole comes in. And the Lady Lions will set it up underneath their own basket. Right corner to Yoho. Yoho brings it out to the point. Man to man now by the Flying Dutch. And the pass is stolen by Berry. Berry to McAfee. Her shot off the window. No good. Rebound comes to Finlandia. Jervis leaves it for Yoho. Yoho takes her time as she works her way up the court. Kelly's on her. Up front they go to Bakula, and double dribbles the call. Substitute comes back in as Maloney. She's a 5'7 freshman. Gaddy gets the inbound pass. 27-11, Hope with the lead. 7:38 left in the first half. Gaddy all the way kicks it over to the right side, and it's knocked out of bounds. Her pass was intended to Hannah Dole, but it never got there. So Gaddy will set it up. Gets it in. McAfee shot. Got it. Tucked that on the run and fired it up and in. 29-11. Hope on top. Left corner. Burke with a three. Rolls around. No good. McAfee with a rebound to Gaddy. Gaddy works her way into the front court. Goes left side of the paint, kicks it back to Berry. Her shot for three, off the mark, rebound underneath, and McAfee's going to get a foul. Had the hand in on the right side and kind of reached around with the other hand and got body as well as arm, and it was a foul. I think that was her first one, was it not?
Yes, it was.
So quickly, Yoho feeds it up to Maloney. Maloney drives against Dole. And
that was a charge against Finlandia.
So Maloney picks up the charging foul. 29-11, Hope with the lead. Gaddy with the basketball. A little zone defense now by Finlandia. Gaddy up on top to McAfee. She's double-teamed. They steal the basketball. Two-on-one break, but they have to slow it down as Hope defense gets back. Yoho spins around. Berry's on her. Shot blocked by Hannah Dole. Over to Kelly. Kelly back the other direction. Ahead to Dole. Misses a layup shot on the far end. Rebound, Jervis. Jervis pushes it quickly ahead. fires it to the inside. Nice little pass on the left side to Maloney. And that one is blocked by Hannah Dole. So Finlandia will set it up. Burke comes back into the ball game for Maloney. And Finlandia will set it up underneath their own basket. Little bounce pass to the inside. Hakula got it. First shot, no good, and Gaddy, I think, gets the foul. No.
Foul foul number two, Angelique Gaddy. That is her second.
So Finlandia will go to the line in the person of Michaela Halaka. Hakala. First one was good. So you'll have the second.
That was Gaddy's second foul.
And that one's good. So she drops them both in. 29-13, hope of the lead. 6 minutes left in the first half. Berry looks inside, not there. Now they get it to the inside to Hannah Dole. Her turnaround shot was good, and she's fouled.
Well, the basket's not going to count.
That is her first team.
Saying the foul happened before the shot, so it doesn't count. But the Brittany Berry will inbounds the pass. Maybe. There's a bunch of substitutions coming in.
Traversa will come back in along with Kaufman.
And number 22, Perkins.
Perkins comes in. She's a 5'8 freshman or 5'9 freshman from Lansing Christian. Inbound pass to Dole. Spins around in the paint. Shot up. No good. Rebound buried. And she steps on the out of bounds line.
Oh, she was fouled.
No, foul. Forced out of bounds, I think, is what she actually happened. Yoho with the foul. Another substitute comes in is Osuna. Berry will set it up underneath her own basket to Dole. Her shot in and out of the basket. Rebound. Traversa, no good. Traversa gets a ball back to Dole. Cross-court pass to Berry. Berry behind the back dribble, takes it up, misses the shot underneath, rebound to Dole, and we're going to get traveling call. Hannah went up for the rebound, lost her balance, came down in the court, and was called for traveling. 29-13, Hope. Finlandia with the basketball. On the outside, Burke goes into the corner. Jervis is there, and Kaufman's all over, and we're going to foul. Perkins picks up the foul. At the line will be Haley Jervis. Fires away and got it. 29-14, Hope with the lead. She'll have the second one. Got it. 29-15, Hope on top. Kaufman across the timeline, has her pass blocked. Telegraphed that one. She wound up to throw it, and the defense had plenty of chance to get the arms up. Perkins inbounds it, gets it to Kaufman. Zone defense. On the outside, LaRue. Back out in front. Shot taken in and out of the basket by Traversa. Rebound underneath the Lady Lions. Quickly on the attack, Jervis. Jervis flips around the outside. Goes baseline. Can't find an open person and having some problems now. Way outside. Back in the hands of Ruska. Ruska, little bounce pass to Burke. On the outside to Jervis. Jervis spins around. Hands it off, and a nice shot taken by Ruska. Got in the paint, and they worked it well and got the easy shot underneath. 29-17. Hope College with the lead. Kaufman. Back out. Kaufman gets the ball to LaRue. Right side. Perkins back to LaRue. Melissa drives in, and she's tripped up going in. Missed the shot. And it's going to go against Osuna.
And that will be her second foul.
So Melissa LaRue will be at the line for the Flying Dutch. 29-17. Hope for the lead. Quiets down as Melissa drops the first one in. Not a large crowd here tonight. There's reports of snow. People, I think, staying home because they figure the weather's going to be bad. And the students, of course, had their exam. Second one is good by Melissa. So you don't have any students in that section. Lady Lions with the basketball, trailing 31-17 and a foul. And the foul's going to go against Kaufman. At the line will be Akala. Puts it in. They're pretty good from the line out there so far, aren't they?
6-7 from the free throw line for Finlandia this evening.
Second one is good. Hope of the basketball. 31-19. Hope of the lead. Perkins on the outside. Back to the roof. Baseline, Doyle inside to traverse. She misses her shot. Hustles, gets a rebound, and we're going to have a jump ball. No?
Oh, no, they're calling a foul.
Calling
against
a foul.
Yeah, against Finlandia. Against Ruska.
Look like two of them scrapping for the basketball. Free throw's good.
That's why we're announcing and not officiating, Ron.
Second one is batted around a little bit. No good. So Traverso, one out of two. Jervis on top of the key out there. Akula works her way around, kicks it out to Jervis. Back out in front, Burke. Burke into the paint. Back to Burke as she works her way. Now she fires from the outside. No good. Rebound underneath Jervis. Fires. She's short. Rebound comes to Traverso. Back to Kaufman. Right side LaRue. Kaufman at the point. Back into the zone go the Lions. Into the middle underneath Traverso. Nice little move off the window and in. Now she can play outside, she can play down low, she can play at the free throw line in a high post. She's been at all three spots so far this evening. Lady Lions worked the ball to the left wing and a nice three-pointer by Jervis. 34-22. Hope with the lead. Out front, Kaufman. Back and forth. LaRue, cross-court pass into the hands of Perkins. Bounce pass underneath the Traverso is good. Little bounce pass, and she got it off the window. 2:32 left in the first half. 36-22, hope of the lead.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. The rebounding edge is only 10 right now for Hope College. They have 27 rebounds compared to Finlandia, 17. And the leading rebounder, believe it or not, for the Flying Dutch is Brittany Berry. She has 7 rebounds in this first half. Right behind her is Amanda Traversa, who has 6 coming off the bench. So the Flying Dutch are getting a lot of rebounds from a lot of different people here in the first half.
So Finlandia will have the basketball. Working their way up into the front court. On the right side, Jervis, and she loses it. So Hope's going to have it directly in front of their bench. Traversa back into Kaufman. Kaufman along the edge. Zone defense yet for Finlandia. Back on the outside to LaRue. Over to Kaufman. Kaufman goes to the left wing. Traversa around to Perkins. LaRue for 3. Short, no good. Rebound underneath Burke. Burke wrestles it up into the front court. Tries to go all the way. It's cut off by LaRue. Hands it off to Jervis. Long three-pointer. No good that time. Rebound underneath and out of bounds and off Perkins' hand, so the Lady Lions will have it. Megan Kelly gets ready to come back in. Barry's coming in. Rebecca Lawrence will come in. Gaddy. All back into the ball game. Mazarot stays for the Flying Dutch. Long pass into Jervis. Jervis guarded by Kelly. Ball stolen away. Barry just snuck in from the offside. Didn't see her coming. And lost the basketball. Kelly at the right wing to Lawrence. Back to Barry. Barry directs a little traffic out front to Kelly. To Barry. She sets for three. Yes. So Brittany with her second triple of the evening. 39-22. 1:18 left in the half. Hope goes into his own defense. Ruska on the outside. Gives it off to Burke. Her shot misses. Lawrence with the rebound to Gaddy. Gaddy back to Barry. Barry sets up. Thought about the shot. Changed her mind. Fed it off to Kelly. Out front to Lawrence. To Gaddy. To Barry in the right corner. Underneath Lawrence. Her shot misses. Rebounds. No good by Mazarot, and that's out of bounds, and it'll belong to the Lions. 39-22, we're under a minute. Hope with the lead. Now we hit that halfway point. Ruska. Gaddy cuts her off as she heads on the left side, switches, goes around right. Three-pointer fired, that's no good by Jervis. Rebecca Lawrence with the rebound. To Gaddy, 25 seconds left. Shot clock and game clock are pretty much the same. Barry fires a triple, got her third triple. So Barry starting to warm up a little bit. 42-22, Hope up by 20. Ruska along the right side takes it out to Hakula. On the right side, the buzzer goes off. This one will not count if it goes through. Did not go through, and we're at the half. And Hope has a 20-point lead, 42-22 at halftime. Adam?
It's time for the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van. But first, let's send it back to the studio for this two-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. You're listening to the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show. We're here at the DeVos Fieldhouse, and the Hope College Flying Dutch own a 42-22 lead at halftime at the post-exam jam here at the DeVos Fieldhouse. Let's take a look at team statistics. First, for Finlandia University, coming all the way from Hancock, Michigan, up in the Upper Peninsula, they shot 20% from the field in the first half, 6 of 29, and half of those were three-pointers. They shot 3 of 15 from beyond the arc for 20%. Did a decent job at the free throw line, 7 of 8 for 87%. They held their own with the rebounding. They had 20 rebounds in the first half, believe it or not. That's quite a bit ways from what Hope College did, but 20 rebounds is pretty impressive from the small group that Finlandia has. Very scrappy bunch. They turned over the ball 9 times. Hope College shot 40% from the field in the first half, 16 of 40, and they were 4 of 10 from beyond the arc. Three of those three-pointers came from Brittany Barry. They were 6 of 8 from the free throw line for 75%. They had 30 rebounds, 10 offensive, 20 defensive. They turned over the ball 6 times. Individual statistics. First for Finlandia, they were led in scoring by Haley Javerse, who had 8 points and 6 rebounds. Michaela Hakala had 4 points and 1 rebound. Vera Ruska had 4 points and 2 rebounds. Paige Yoho had 1 point. Marissa Burke had 3 points and 2 rebounds. And Mary Joan Maloney had 2 points coming off the bench. For the Flying Dutch, they were led in scoring by Brittany Berry, who also led the team in rebounds. Brittany Berry had 11 points, three of those from the three-point land, and seven boards. And the other person that was leading the team in rebounds was Rebecca Lawrence. She had 7 points and seven rebounds. Amanda Traversa came off the bench and added some scoring. She had 8 points and six rebounds. Melissa LaRue also came off the bench, had 4 points and one rebound. Megan Kelly, one of the starters, had 4 points. Maura McAfee had another impressive first half. She had 8 points, four rebounds, and two assists. And that wraps up the scoring for the Flying Dutch, who have 42 points in the first half of action. Very interesting to look at this. The Flying Dutch, Ron, on the season for their seven games are averaging 92.6 points a game. That's a pretty impressive number.
Yeah, that's a good number out there. It reminds you a little bit of some of the schools out there that go out, and Grinnell is one of them that talked about a lot, because they go out and they try to outscore you. And we were talking with their coach one time, and he says in practice they work on taking a shot every 5 seconds. So 5 seconds go off the clock, he wants a shot to go up. And so that's what they do. They go down, and oftentimes they've scored, you know, well over 100 points in some of their ball games. And Trine used to do that back in the day, and when they had a coach that was, you know, believing in that philosophy. They didn't win a lot of ball games, but they sure did score a lot of points. And the games were fun out there. I know we had a couple of ball games, you know, 110 to 103, stuff like that, that, you know, the crowd's kind of like.
That's really tough to get a shot every 5 seconds. I have watched a few games where, you know, they have problems getting the ball past the timeline in 10 seconds. But you really have to push the ball down the floor in order to get the 5 seconds. There's been teams in the past that have tried that, use that same philosophy in the pros and in Division One. And I've seen games where 160 points and 150 points, but you have to be a well-conditioned crew in order to pull that off.
Yeah, and you've got to have some good shooters out there. You're not going to get all layups, I know that, because you're going to have to hustle to get that ball up the court. And granted, you won't get a shot every 5 seconds, but that was the goal, to try to get a shot off every 5 seconds, and that's what they worked on in practice. So.
And you have to be doing a little bit of cherry picking in order to get that too. So a lot of fast breaking going on, and it's a very tough way of running your offense to do that, because you have to be conditioned, and you have to have good shooters, and you also have to have some people that are going to make some easy baskets in that line.
Well, Hope has always prided itself in the defense, and they work on defense a lot, and they try to get a lot of turnovers out there and points off the turnovers, things like that. They were only able to force, they forced 9 turnovers in the first half, which is a good number of turnovers for a half that they got, and I'm sure they got points off some of those.
So anything that sticks out to you in the statistics, Ron, in the first half?
Not really. It's good to see Brittany Berry. Brittany was not shooting a lot early on in the games we did early in the season. And today she's shooting a little bit more, leading the ball club with 11 points, three of them from outside the arc. And last year she had a couple of long streaks from outside the arc where she really bombed, you know, 5 or 6 in a row kind of thing, and really helped the scoring for the Flying Dutch. Well, she's, you know, doing a good job coming now and starting to find her eye a little bit, and I think we're going to see her shooting more.
Yeah, last year Brittany Berry led the nation in 3-point shooting percentage, so she's a sharp. She can get really hot and be a sharp shooter for this team. Let's send it back to the studio for this 2-minute break. We're at halftime, where Hope College is leading Finlandia 42-22. You're listening to Hope College Basketball in the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Game of the post-exam jam earlier this evening, Capital was able to defeat Robert Morris, and so the winner of tonight's Hope College game will face Capital in the in the second game of, well, in the championship game of the tournament. The winner will play, whoever wins this game. Hope College, regardless, plays at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon with tip-off around the 3 o'clock time. The Barber Ford pregame show will start around 2:40. We say around because you never know how long the first game's going to go. It might push us and everything back a little bit, but who knows. We take a look at some of the Flying Dutch are averaging 92.6 points per game, and that marks that mark ranks second in NCAA Division III in scoring. Also, Hope ranks in the top 10 Division III in two more categories, Ron. They are fourth in scoring margin as they are defeating their opponents by an average of 29.3.